Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito. I'm Dave.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to 2020. Boom.
I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 2020.
Your voice has gotten very deep, Barbara. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Yeah, man.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. It's a...
A new decade.
Gotta go through this shit all over again. So, yeah, I did not make it to midnight. This is probably the first year I didn't make it. I really just didn't care. Mm-hmm. We didn't go over anybody's house like we usually do, but I didn't mind it. I didn't...
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of... I don't know, the whole New York scene and shitty performances, drunk Mariah Carey's. I mean, I'm just, I don't really care for it.
I think when we do get together, we spend most of our time making fun of just everything.
Yeah.
Going
and
on.
And telling old stories and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. But
would you ever go there?
I think I would.
For New Year's?
Yeah, like a bucket list thing, like shark diving.
Do these people have to wear... They get there so early. Do they have to wear... Especially if you're really, like, up close where you're going to, like, be right by, like, the, you know, the little fence there.
Yeah.
You're going to be on TV. Do those people wear diapers so they can piss and shit themselves?
Yeah.
Because how do you go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Well, I know, like, they've said, like, there's porta-potties and then, you know, but yeah, if you're, like you said, if you're in the front, what do you do? I'm guessing you just are not drinking that day.
Yeah.
You're super dehydrated. When you get home, your pee's like pudding.
Soft serve piss.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I don't think I would. I imagine it's probably really cool, but I don't think I'd do it.
I don't know.
That's too many people for me.
It is a lot of people. I just think it could be one of those things where I'd want to experience it once. Just to be there live, but I don't know. It'd be cool to find out if any of the listeners have been there and what their experience is like. Is it even worth it?
Yeah. Is it worth New Year's Eve in Times Square?
I couldn't imagine how much hotels and stuff cost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I imagine most people were just like, we're not going to drink. We're going to drive home that night.
Yeah.
Like, we're just, you know, do a lot of people fly in?
Mm-hmm. I imagine they do.
Yeah. So you're paying for plane flight, hotel, car rental. Of course, you probably don't even want to drive in New York ever. It's horrible. But
depends, because you're probably peeing and pooping yourself.
Relieving yourself. Of course, I'll tell you what, at a certain point, if it gets that cold, that might feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh,
good
man.
Point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this year was the first year I rang in the New Year in a robe and slippers and pajamas.
Because we're usually over.
Because we're usually, yeah, we usually get together at the same place. And this year we just kind of did it different.
Wasn't bad, was it?
No, I stayed up till midnight, and I tried to keep the wife up because you know.
How'd you do that? Slap her a couple of
times? She was. I was losing her.
When stay
it,
up.
It got to 11 o'clock, and I could tell I was losing her. But she powered through and made it.
You better stay up to that ball drop.
And then we went to bed.
You better stay up. You know how much trouble you're gonna be in if you fall asleep.
I swear to God, if we start the new year off in a fight.
Oh, we're gonna.
We're gonna.
Those eyes shut, we're gonna.
I'm gonna drop my balls on your face if you fall asleep.
Yeah. Speaking of ball dropping, I had a funny dad joke that I woke up with this morning because knowing that we were gonna be recording a New Year's show. And I always wake Mary up to stupid dad jokes when I think of them. I don't know why I'm dreaming of these things or whatever, but I woke up and I'm shaking her. She's in a great sleep, probably dreaming about John Hamm or something. And I'm shaking her going, Mary, wake up. I came up with a really good joke. She's like, what? I said, what do 12-year-old boys in New Year's have in common? Balls drop. And she's like, well, I'm up.
Well, I'm up. Might as well. Might as well have some coffee now.
Yeah. So.
Balls drop.
That's funny.
You woke me up from a John Hamm dream for that.
Yeah. Trust me, the joke was better.
Oh. Shout out to John Hamm.
Shout out to Bill Bacon.
Shout out to Bill Bacon.
The only guy I can afford.
The only guy you can afford, yeah.
Oh, shit. But, yeah, so on the New Year's thing, you know, the big deal is New Year's resolution. Hashtag new year, new me. Hashtag new hair.
question.
But you know what? If that's your New Year's resolution, good for you. You want new hair this year.
Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, I'm...
I just got it. 30... I look over at you and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, you're
for
bald.
For people who don't know what I look like, I'm a 39-year-old bald man.
You say that like it's a bad thing, Mike.
I love being bald. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah. No fuss every day. No. Just wake up and go.
And I never had good hair to begin with. It never laid right. And it was all thin and...
Matted down.
Yeah, one half would be matted down. The other half would be like a fucking Naruto character or something.
Is he a stray? Is he a stray? Maybe we should call the animal shelter. I'm sure, like everybody, you have New Year's resolutions, as do I, but would you mind sharing with me what your New Year's resolutions are this year?
Yeah, I got a couple of them, and the first is kind of not my New Year's resolution, but it's kind of my resolution for the decade. Like,
you're going out. It's like you're renewing your license at the BMV. Like, do you want the 1 year or do you want to go 5 year? Yeah, I'll just do the 5 year. So this is, you're getting it all done.
Yeah. I want to just lay it out there and not have to worry about it for
one, for the next 10
for
years.
The next 10 years.
Yeah.
I want to work on my physical health. I want to be healthier physically.
Okay.
I think that's kind of been something my weight has fluctuated over the years because I've just like randomly go on a diet and then, you know, come fall off the wagon or whatnot. But
mm-hmm. As most people do, it's very tough. It's challenging. It's not easy or else everybody be walking around thin and ripped, right?
Yeah. And you know, the last 10 years has really been focusing on my mental health and this year, at least this year and the next 10 years, at least going forward, is I want to change my eating habits overall more healthier.
I like it.
So that's the big one. And the other one this year is to be off my phone less.
That's a really good one.
I think because I have, you know, with my kids being so young and stuff, you kind of find yourself like, you know, hanging out with them and then your phone just kind of ends up in your hand and you're looking at it. And
yeah,
I want to enjoy that time with them because that time with them is really, they're just getting older so fast. They grow so quick.
Yeah.
And
it's a good point for anything though, because I mean, literally our phones, I know me and Mary do it a lot. Like we'll be in our bed, we're right next to each other, and we have our phones out. We're not, like, you know, cuddling or, you know, watching TV together or anything like that. We're just literally laying next to it.
Yeah.
And it is relaxing. You're trying to catch up on, you know, social media and stuff like that, what everybody's doing. But
you know what the thing about it is? Like, as much as we like to know what everyone else is doing, that shit's not important.
It's not.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I agree with you, because I'll be sitting, you know, with my wife, and I'll be looking at my phone. And she's way better about it than I am. She gets on her tablet at night before bed, and that's like her catching up.
Yeah.
Very rarely will she like pull her phone out, and she normally her phone's not even by her; it's on a shelf somewhere.
Yeah, by the elf,
by the elf, by Bert.
By Bert. Oh,
but me, it's a little worse, and I'm trying to do better by not having it on me or by me all the time.
Let me ask this: do you guys? And I know we do this. And we're actually pretty good at it. Like, when we go out to eat, no phones at the table. They're in our pocket.
Yeah.
And if any of us do pull it out, we kind of, like, give that person a look. Like, just wait. We're here. We have a good chance to talk. Yeah. We're face-to-face. We're looking at each other, you know. But
I must feel guilty because as you were talking, I started putting my phone in my pocket.
See if he notices. I'll just call myself out on it. Fucking. But I agree. That's a good one. You know, it does have an app on your phone or some kind of a notification that shows how many hours you've spent this week. And so maybe the goal on that
is it'll tell
you
what your screen time is. If it's gone up or what the percentage is.
So that's a good way to track it, is to see if your goal is that you want to see it come down.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome, man.
Yeah. I'm pretty good about it when we go out to eat and stuff, like her and I time. But
yeah,
you know, when you're at home and, you know, that's where it kind of just kind of ends up in your hand, and you do it when you're not even thinking.
You're talking about your phone, right?
Yeah. No, my penis too.
just kind of accidentally ends up in your hand.
Yeah, it just, it's, you know, it's
what is this?
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. But yeah, it's just one of those things that you do without even thinking.
Yeah.
You know? And you're like, oh, shit, what am I doing? Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely one thing I want to really work on.
We do always have access to news now where, you know, mm-hmm. we didn't, you know, yeah, you had the internet and you could pull up the internet. But even before that was newspapers and, you mm-hmm. know, you kind of flip through to see if there was any articles you liked. But now it's like it's all at our fingertips where mm-hmm. we can actually read and see what it, you know, see what's going on around the world and
as,
stuff like that.
It's, as it's very breaking, addictive. As it's going on. It's
exactly. You know, it's, so it is very addictive. And that is an excellent resolution, I think, and good for you, man. I'm gonna be on my phone all the time. I don't care. No, I'm just kidding.
You're on it right now.
Yeah, with my junk in my other hand. So I agree with the healthier lifestyle, and I've actually been doing that, and it's just it's very hard to keep mm-hmm. on, you know, keep on track. The one motivator I have is Connor's really been wanting to go work out, so he's kind of been motivating me to go because good, I don't want to deny him the opportunity to go to a gym and make himself healthier and get himself bigger if that's what he wants to do. It helps me to get there. Eating has been my biggest thing. No, so yeah, you know,
I mean, that's your problem. That's because that's definitely been mine.
It's an addiction almost, dude, mm-hmm. and I struggle with it as far now. I'm not like morbidly obese or anything, but it's like I'm not at where I should be. And I know that. And you can start to see changes in your body that you're not happy with. And so that's definitely, I know it's the most common New Year's resolution is to eat healthier and lose weight and stuff like that. But that's definitely where I'm going. That is my goal for this year, at least. I do feel pretty good. We've been going since probably October pretty consistently, which is quite a good amount of time.
Yeah.
But Weight Watchers has helped. I joined Weight Watchers. This is like the third time I've done it. It works so well. I don't know why I don't keep doing it, but I do. Like I said, I think it's an addiction. So if you get that taste of really good food, like your McDonald's or your Taco Bell, then you almost trick your mind to like, it's okay to like do that every now and then, a cheap meal.
But that just opens the door for it. You know what I mean?
It starts out once a week. Then you're twice a week. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden it's like, I don't feel like going to the gym. And then it just snowballs from there. Mm-hmm. And it's all about keeping track of your habits and what you're doing. And the Weight Watchers app definitely helps me keep on track. I've been doing really good. The first week I lost like 6.4 pounds, I think it was. You almost have to make a joke out of going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to realize that you're going to be pissed off when you're there.
Yeah.
First of all, nobody really wants to work out. You know?
Yeah.
You do, but you don't. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like getting there is like, oh, God, I got to get there. But I started coming up with a list of things that piss me off when I'm there, but yet are somewhat funny. And it's almost like I can laugh about it when I'm there because I'm so mad about it.
Mm.
I started coming up with this list of like, what would I call these people? So here are the names I gave them. The camper.
The camper.
The camper. This is a guy or girl. I'm not going to. Everybody's equal. So. Girls or boys, this could be either, the camper, where they've basically established their home as like one of the benches, and they set up shop for like the day. Like, they got their towels, they got a change of clothes, they have three different types of drinks, your whey protein, your carbohydrate drink, your intra-workout drink, you know. They've basically set up shop. Like, I mean, they're to the point of they could probably list on like a realty website, like, hey, space available. I'm almost done. I'm almost done lifting if somebody wants this bench.
Their mail's getting delivered there.
Yes, they've claimed this spot. It's just so annoying. Like, so seriously, like you're going to set up that bench and you're going to be there for the next 2 hours. Like that's your gig. You're not going to go, you know, work other body parts. It's like, no, it's chest day. So, hooked up my cable here. I got, you know, my utility bills are being sent here. But yeah, so the camper. This one's pretty simple. The grunter, the person that feels like they're at a Titans gym or something like that. Or, you know, like a Gold's gym.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're in the wrong place for that.
Yeah.
Like good for you for like pushing out that one rep. but it's really, really not necessary to do the whole. Not necessary. We get that you're working hard. We can tell by the sweat and the fact that you've set up shop over there with your towel and, you know, your newspaper that was delivered there this morning. We got that you're pretty serious about what you do, but you don't, there's no need for screaming.
Yeah.
Unless you're at one of the other gym, you know, the meathead gyms, and shout out to our meatheads. Good for you. I wish I was that big, but.
Did you do that on a deadlift in high school?
I did. I threw it. I was on roids then. But, yeah, I think I did.
I remember that.
I cleaned it and then threw it. You have spaghetti strap guy. That
is this the tank top?
Yeah, but it's like a little spaghetti strap.
We get it, dude. Your arms are fucking big.
Yeah.
You know, you're big, dude.
You want the attention. I get it. But again, you're at the wrong gym. I'm at Planet Fitness. It's a no judgment zone. I'm not, you know.
But here you are judging people.
Fuck them.
But you're not judging them there.
Right. When I'm there, everybody's equal. I'm judging them now. You're on our podcast. You're being destroyed. Yeah, so the spaghetti strap guy that's just, like, walking around and, you know, yes, dude, you got our attention. Like, you're huge. But have you tried the gym up the street that has guys your size?
Mm-hmm.
Which is another one I call the American Psycho. This is the guy that is wearing the spaghetti strap that is just looking at himself in the mirror.
Yeah, like Christian Bale, Nailed American it. Psycho. Yes. Yeah, American
so
Psycho.
So he's staring at himself, and sometimes you'll see him like almost like he's whispering to himself, like, oh, look, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're fucking big, dude. Oh, yeah. Look at those traps.
Oh, stop. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Yeah, like, ooh, man, you need a second round on those delts.
Delts.
Those delts. So then there's BO guy.
Oh, yeah.
And we do have one. I know there's probably a couple of people that listen that go to Planet Fitness as well that know this guy. And I don't even care if this guy is listening. I hope he is, and I hope he takes this seriously. Dude, you are driving people out of that gym. Like, it's that bad. People are dry heaving in this gym. It's that bad. And I'm like, if I'm working out on something and he pops over, I literally have to stop what I'm doing and walk away because you just can't bear it.
Is it sweat or does he just smell like shit?
He doesn't look like he's dripping in an ounce of sweat. It's brutal. And I know it's funny because I always thought, like, maybe I'm the only one that smells this dude. But as I look around and people are going, I know, I'm like, yes, it's not just me. But I was talking to a buddy of mine from work who was up there, and we're just having a conversation, and dude walks by, and it just, like, blasts us, right? And his eyes, I can see him get really big, and I'm like, man, he goes, dude, I know. And I'm like, oh, thank God it's not just me. Like, he's like, no, dude, he's like, I quit working out when he comes in. It's just brutal. I know you can't say anything to the guy, but seriously, if you're listening, man, just take a damn shower before you come up there. Cake on the deodorant. Oh, my God. It's just brutal.
Mm-hmm.
B.O. guy.
Yeah.
And last, I saved this one for this one's good, and we've all seen it, and probably more ladies than anything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The perv. The guy that's not even there to work out. Mm-hmm. He's literally sitting at the leg machine.
Mm-hmm.
And just scoping.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing. You know, and there are a couple guys up there that I've seen. They're just chilling. And I noticed it hardcore the one time because I needed to use the damn machine he was on. And I got through my entire workout and he was still sitting there. He hadn't lifted that thing once.
Oh, jeez. Like,
man, the perv. You know, he's scoping him out. He's in his late 50s, early 60s, like.
$10 a month now, and I can do this?
Yeah. Now, if they're grunting and they're not even working
yeah,
out.
What if, yeah, what if they're.
Oh! Everybody's turning and looking.
Looking at himself in the mirror.
Got a spaghetti strap
got
on.
Spaghetti strap on.
What only if, on the weekends.
What if he's all of the above?
He's, yeah. That kind of wraps up my whole resolution thing. I'm definitely taking it seriously. I am definitely going to turn my physical and healthier lifestyle image around. I'm definitely interested in hearing other resolutions from our listeners. I know yours was really good, man, and different than something I've heard in a while.
As it's in my hand. Keeping track of the notes.
Yeah, that's fine for this.
We were talking a little bit about what we did for New Year's Eve. Do you have a past New Year's Eve that stands out?
Absolutely.
Is it probably the same one as mine, or is it a different one?
One I will never forget. I'll tell this story quickly. Me, Ryan, Brenda Cherney, and one of her friends all went out to Kent.
Oh,
for New Year's.
I know this one. Yeah.
I just remember always my dad telling me, like, don't be driving on New Year's. You know, wherever you're going to go, just stay where there. You are. So, and the whole time, like, that's what we were going to do. We were going to stay out there. We got to the hot bar out there, and everything was fine. Ball dropped. For some reason, the friend she had decided not to drink or something. I don't know. But then, of course, because she wasn't drunk or having a good time, or anything, not that you have to be drunk to have a good time, but you could just tell she wasn't in the same mind frame as everybody else. And she was like, I just want to go home. I'm like, it's not about you. Like, you're sober to drive. That's cool. It's other people that aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we're just staying here, you know? And man, she was really, but she was our only ride home. So it was like, we really didn't have a choice. I'll never forget. We were driving home on the freeway, and me and Ryan are just BSing in the back and laughing and stuff. And all of a sudden the girl driving starts screaming, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? And we both kind of like look, you know, in the middle of the headrest, and there's a car coming straight at us on the freeway. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she starts going left or right, left or right, left or right, you know, and I don't even remember. I feel like Ryan shouted left and she went, which, you know, over into the grassy area. But I don't know. I just it was kind of a blur after that. And then, you know, we did miss him, turned around and saw tons of cars just trying to avoid this guy. You know, I never found out what happened, but
yeah,
dude, jeez. That was crazy. That story. And that is just one time, one New Year's I will never forget in a bad way.
that's
it is a great lesson for everybody. That
it's a good story, but that's really a terrible New Year's.
It ruined everything. You sober up pretty quick after that. But
the girl driving didn't want to stay and party.
That is a great piece of information, though, of like, I think everybody knows that now. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that before. There's Uber and Lyft. And
yeah,
there's just
no
too
reason.
Many outlets,
mm-hmm.
you know. But even when you order something like that, there's always going to be some idiot that freaking drives and puts your life at risk.
Yep.
So it's like, just plan on staying where you are or leaving a little bit before the ball drops or something. I don't know. Anyway, what do you got? I'm sure I remember.
You remember because I think a lot of us were there. It was at our buddy Ryan, official accountant of the Vulgar Burrito. It was at his uncle's house.
Oh, yeah. I do remember.
New Year's Eve, 99.
Yeah. Jeff Holtman's.
Jeff Holtman's, yeah.
Buying us beer.
Doing the beer run. Yeah, because no one was of legal drinking age yet. Drinking freaking screwdrivers, which I can't drink anymore because I've probably thrown up vodka and orange juice so many times. But I remember waking up in the morning, having to go to the bathroom, and it's like probably 6 in the morning, and somebody's in there, and I'm like, I'm going to throw up. So someone's in the bathroom, like, shit, I'm going to throw up. So I go out the front door onto the front porch, and I just start hurling, and it's just echoing down the street.
It sounded like Rambo.
It did. Or sound like somebody beating somebody in Street Fighter.
You win.
And so I stopped throwing up, and I go to walk in, and our buddy Ryan's standing right there, like he must have heard me go out the front door, and he's like, did you just throw up? I'm like, yeah.
Signs of a good party.
That was a great party. Yeah. Nobody saw the ball drop because everyone was dancing and shit. And we were like, oh God, it's Happy New Year. Remember everyone people were blocking the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think a good thing as you get older, you kind of know when to cut yourself off a little bit to like, okay, I'm getting to that point. When you're younger, you have just no control over it whatsoever. You're like, hell yeah. And then you're like miserable the next day. And of course you say the cliche saying of, I'm never drinking like that again. Next weekend, you're like,
And what's funny, I don't know if you remember, but that morning people started drinking again. And I was like, oh my God, I got to leave. Because I even just smelling alcohol made me want to throw up. This isn't New Year's related, but talking about like drinking and stuff. Do you remember we went out to visit our buddy Ryan out of college and we went to that bar at Mad Jack's?
Yeah.
You remember running into the Miz. And doing a shot of Three Wise Men with him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Back when this was before his WWE days.
Yeah, he was off of the Real World. Yeah, we were talking because I remember we were wondering if it was him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm just going to call his name. And I'm like, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of turned and we were like, hey, come over here for a minute. But he was pretty cool.
He was pretty cool. Yeah.
We walked up and we were talking. I said I had tried out for the Real World the same year he did. So I was asking him, I'm like, so what did you do for your video? Because you have to film yourself. Mm-hmm. And this is before, I believe, like internet and all that, like when it was really hot. Internet. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we had internet, but not like
It wasn't
live streams. And I was like, man, I got friggin' like hammered drunk to do it because it was just weird. And he's like, that's what I did. And I'm like, damn it. I did the same thing. I think my downfall to it was trying to involve my music into it. And they probably thought
oh, this guy's just going to try to
sell his music the whole time. And I should have just stayed away from that. I should have just been myself and whatever. But so I was like, let's all do a shot. What do you want to, you know, we don't really do shots too much.
No,
so we're like, what do you want to do? And he's like, Three Wise Men. Like, I don't even know what that is. It's good.
It's
probably one of the worst shots I've ever had in my life.
It's very strong and
But yeah, he was cool. And I remember, so here's the funny part. So we got to talking about the music and for some strange reason, we ran into him again down in the flats, the jungle.
It was the jungle. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I turned around, there he is. And I'm like, holy crap, Mike. And he's like, Psycho. I'm like, no, Schizo. And he's like, I knew it was, something like that. That was before the lawsuit and the Nickel Nine change.
So
it was still Schizo at the time. And it was just a funny moment where he's like, yes, Psycho. No. But so I don't know how much longer after that he became the Miz. But he was the Miz on the show.
Yeah.
He was the Miz, his made-up character. But then he literally.
Yeah.
I do think that had a lot to do with him making it into the WWE. Was he always he worked his wrestling into?
Yeah,
you know, that was his dream. That's always what he wanted to do.
I always thought that was pretty cool. And he just seemed like down there. Even when we were leaving, he was like, you know,
what's cool is he's from this area.
Yeah,
that's another thing. I mean, how can you not root for the guy? You know, like that's a cool thing. So, shout out to The Miz.
The Miz.
If you want to do a podcast show with us, we're more than happy to have you on or Skype you, whatever.
Yeah, two guys you did a shot of Three Wise Men with.
Yeah, and we'll do it again.
At Mad Jack's in Berea.
Yeah, we'll do it again. I'm sure he remembers. I'm not really joking either.
We
sat there for like 20 minutes talking.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm sure that would be fun. So on that note of special guests, I was at the Louis Vito Rail Jam last night. I go there every year. Louis Vito was Olympic snowboarder. He was on Dancing with the Stars, the remake of Point Break. Really cool dude. And so when I was talking to him last night about the Vulgar Burrito, which I gave him a shirt, you know, I asked him, I said, you know, one of these times, would you mind doing an episode with us? You know, and he's like, sure, absolutely. So that is confirmed.
That's awesome.
We will have a celebrity guest, Louis Vito. I think that's a great way to start 2020.
Yeah, definitely.
To know that we landed our
first celebrity interview.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy. Can we? And I'm fascinated by the story because I think it's really cool. And I don't know how comfortable you are going into it, but how you guys became friends.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, probably save that for that show.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah, we'll save that.
You're on the right track of like that's probably a little bit of what we would talk about and how that kind of just developed in a pretty cool friendship. And
That's awesome.
He was really bummed. He was supposed to be at my surprise party, but he ended up having a gig out of the country. So that sucks. I think that's awesome that he's going to do that with us, and that'll be a fun show.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, so I think it's a great way to start off 2020.
And yeah.
You know, we're going to start to grow this a lot and get ourselves out there more. We definitely need the support of our listeners. And what I want to do is take a moment here to just ask people, take 5 seconds today to just share our page and maybe comment something, you know, if you truly agree in it. I'm not asking you to do something you don't want to do because you don't like the show or whatever. But if you truly like the show, share it and, you know, comment something of like, you know, I really, these are my buddies, you know, my friends that I grew up with, and they have a really funny show, and let them decide whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
You know, and they take a listen, or maybe tell them a good episode to start with. Hey, start out with their, you know, Totally 80s episode. And,
yeah.
And then have, you know, have them follow us, and we'll see that. We'll know who shared, and, you know, you can check mutual friends and stuff like that. So
yeah, we're starting to really gain some momentum here. We're starting to get some attention.
Yeah, Teron Prince, from the Brooklyn Nets, viewed our story last week, and that was pretty cool. So not every day, I'm sure, an NBA star checks in to see what a podcast is doing.
I immediately took a snapshot of it and sent it to you because I was like, holy shit,
that's awesome.
Somebody's seen our, you know, our logo and checked us out.
And it turned out to be Teron Prince from the Brooklyn Nets. But yeah, just the week before, Amari King, you know, 2.4 million followers. And this dude makes a video saying we're one of his newer favorite podcasts. So, I mean, the support is slowly growing, and we're just going to keep trying to gain it.
Yeah, anybody who's rooting for us to fail, we're not stopping.
Yeah, not happening. Yeah. So now we get to the part of the show we call the wrap-up.
Wrap it up.
Today was our 2020 kickoff show. We went through our resolutions and just different New Year-related topics. We really want to hear what the listeners came up with for their New Year's resolutions or anything they want to start doing, anything they want to stop doing. We just want to hear it posted to our social media pages.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yep, and post them there. We'll respond to you. Other people will see it. Hopefully, you know, everybody can kind of interact with each other. It'll be really fun.
And also, you can subscribe to our YouTube page. We're going to be doing a little more on there coming up here. So
yeah. Check us out. Follow us. Share us. So for the Bulgur Burrito, I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
And Happy New Year to everybody.
Peace.
Out.